Welcome to the Unapologetic Man Podcast, the only podcast that's all about self-improvement, confidence, success, women, and being a man without making any apologies for it. What is up, your champions? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the UMP. I really do appreciate you. And today, we're going to talk about what I call requests. This is the second part of a three-part series about frame control. And requests are one of the most important things I could ever teach you, because this is what gets guys either in the friend zone or into her bed. That's how important this is. It's called requests. Women are going to ask you for favors. They're going to try to get you to jump through their hoops. And if you do this incorrectly, you are going to end up in the friend zone. And I bet you, for a lot of you guys, you're going to hear what I'm about to speak about today and know that this is why you've been put in the friend zone in the past. Know why this is why you didn't get attraction from certain girls in the past. And you're going to smack yourself on the forehead so hard a tooth is going to launch out of your mouth, because you're going to be like, you idiot! Why didn't you know about this? And it's not your fault, brother. They don't pull us aside and teach us this shit in high school, so we don't know until somebody like me comes along and teaches you this. And the first time I heard about it, I was like, oh my hell, this is exactly why Jessica, Ashley, Amy, Bianca, and Simone put my ass in the friend zone. I wanted those girls so bad that I kissed their ass, did them favors, did not deploy what I'm about to teach you today, and got in the friend zone. Friend zone prison is one of the worst places to be, as many of us know. So today we are going to talk about how to get out of that prison and finally get into the power position with all these females. Before I jump into the content, I want to read yet another email that I just got. This isn't even a testimonial. Guys, I literally get daily emails just like this one about how effective my three-month coaching program is. I honestly don't understand why every single one of you listening hasn't applied yet. Of course, you have your reasons, but I disagree with those reasons, whatever they are. Apply for the program, bro. See what it can do for you. It's worth at least exploring it to see if we can at least 10x your results with women. I know if you're listening to this podcast, you want that. So I'm honestly sitting over here, confused, hurt. I feel like a helpless embryo that's shaking in the corner, and I just need you to validate me, man. Just apply to my program, please, bro. Get me out of this state of complete neediness. But honestly, you're an idiot if you haven't applied yet. I'm so upset with you that every time I hear your name, I spit on the ground. When other people ask me about you, I'm going to tell them that your name was Cinnamon Muff in high school. And I'm going to tell them that you have a birthmark on your back that looks like a penis entering a male butthole. That's how pissed off I am that you haven't applied yet. So guys, seriously, all jokes aside, apply to the fucking program. Let's explore working together. This is the single most effective program that has ever been created for helping men attract and keep women. Why? Because I teach you both the tactical aspect as well as work on what's going on inside your head with the custom three-month NLP protocol. NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. We are going to change your beliefs, your metaprograms, your schemas, and archetypes so you behave like the natural self-esteem that you were born with before other people came and screwed you up. And then women get attracted to you. This is the email we got today, and I got another one just like this yesterday. I'll read that on the next one. It's from my boy M. I don't want to say his name because his name is very unique. He says, Mark, all the dates I go on since starting your program are successful. Then he talks about a date he had with the chick where he invited her up to her place. But here's what I teach in the section, building intrigue and how to get a girl to chase you. What I teach is tell the girl that you only have 5, 10, 15 minutes to hang out because you have to get up early the next day. This conquers her own slut defense mechanism and makes it that much more likely she's going to come up into your room with you. Then what happened with him is he started making out with her, told her he could only hang out for 5 minutes because he had to get up early, just as I teach, and he cut it off. 5 minutes in, even though she said, yeah, right, this isn't going to last 5 minutes, he held to it. Why did he do that? Because he's showing her that he has boundaries, a strong frame, he's not to be fucked with, and most importantly, he's not only trying to get her sex, he respects her more than that and wants to get to know her better before he takes it there. So he literally had this chick leave. Well, the next day she's blowing him up, saying it was the best day she's ever had. When can I see you again? And boys, he sent me a picture of this chick, solid fucking 9, dude. I was like, holy, dude, that chick's banging, like big ass tits, thin frame, super beautiful brown straight hair. I was like, damn, dude, that's going to be fun to bang that chick when he does. And not to insult my client here, but he's not the best looking dude in the world. He pulled her because of game and frame, what's going on inside his head. He continues, more of the story, the power of pushing her away. I have a second date with another woman today, and I have a bunch of other women texting me regularly, and I even got laid in Portland on a business trip. You changed my life. Gentlemen, that is the power of this program. Why you haven't applied yet, I don't understand. Click the link in the description below. Fill out the quick application. Let's talk, bro. It's worth the conversation to see if we can at least 10x your results with women. One thing I want to say is I'm getting a lot of applications. I have more applicants than spots available in the program, but I don't fucking care. I still want to meet you. If you want to differentiate yourself from the rest of the guys, have fast reply times, be committed to getting this part of your life settled once and for all, and you will be the perfect applicant. You and I will talk and we'll see if it's a good fit. What's the harm of a conversation? That's my question for you. Click the link in the description below. So this thing called requests, what is this? In my last episode, I talked about frame control, how women who doubt the strength of your frame are going to test it by saying seemingly mean things. They say these things quite unconsciously. They just feel this bitchiness kind of come up inside of them, and they make a little stab at you, asking you, why are you wearing that? Why are you talking to us? How many phone numbers did you get? Is this what you say to all the girls? Oh, you come to the nightclub alone? What are you, a loser or something? They're gonna test you, and they don't even know why they do it. This is instinctually ingrained within women, which, by the way, boys, women are little radar systems. They can look at you and the way you behave, the way you talk, the way you hold yourself, and understand immediately if you're a high-value man. This is why NLP is so powerful. When we remap the systems inside your head, your meta programs, your operating systems, to get you back to the self-esteem you were born with, you act like a high-value man. Thus, they get attracted to you. And this is why shit like this happens to my clients all the time, where chicks are just like giddy and just fucking drooling all over themselves because of behavior. Well, their behavior makes them test your ass. They want to know if you have strong boundaries, if you're not to be fucked with, and if you are indeed an alpha male. What does a beta male do? As I spoke about in the last episode, I talked about how beta males will explain themselves to women, will try to justify themselves to women. They will try to show off to women and basically give the woman the power, which puts the woman in the masculine power frame. They will also do women favors. And all you guys who have been friend-zoned know exactly what this is like. And furthermore, those of you who are dating hot girls probably are dating girls whose best friend is a dude, right? This is the dude that does them favors, kisses their ass, is always there for them. Oh, Troy has been my best friend since like 2008, and he's so great. He does anything I want, and he's always there for me. He's so sweet. I don't understand why he can't meet a girl. Duh, it's because he's trying to get in with you, you fucking sea bass. Don't you recognize that? All hot chicks have this guy, and we call him an orbiter. An orbiter, like he's orbiting her moon, like, please suck my dick, please suck my dick. And it never fucking happens because he's low value. He's doing her favors, blowing smoke up her ass, fluffing her feathers, being a fucking schmuck, and she doesn't respect the dude who's basically a schmohawk. So this schmohawk is doing her favors, kissing her ass, and you come along as the champion, and she asks you to do her a favor. But you don't let that shit stand, do you? Because you have a strong frame, you're an alpha masculine silverback, a member of the unapologetic man army, and you are, yes, not to be fucked with. So what do we do, boys? If she asks you for a favor, such as something simple, hey, can you get me some water? Or hey, can you get me a napkin from the bar? Hey, can you go over to that girl over there and tap her on the shoulder? Hey, can you hold my cell phone as I go to the bathroom and throw my leg up on the sink and spray urine everywhere? You're like, no, I'm not going to do that because you're not a lap dog. But what happens when you say, no, I'm not going to do that? You look like an asshole, don't you? So how do we not look like an asshole, but at the same time, earn her respect and at the same time, do her the favor while at the same time not getting put in the friend zone? I did not figure this out myself. This comes from old pickup artist tactics, but this is fucking genius. I call it requests. It's also called hoop theory in the 2000 era pickup scene. But what you do is you make her do a favor for you first. It seems very simple at first glance, but this is very, very sophisticated. So she asks you, hey, can you get me a napkin from the bar? You first have to say something like, yeah, for sure, but do XYZ thing for me first. Now, I always make it fun for her. I ask her to spin like a ballerina, to make a donkey noise, which is really funny, to ask me in an Australian accent, to give me some puppy dog eyes while she asks me, very powerful. So I'm making her jump through a hoop first before I jump through her hoop. In the example where I ask her to make a donkey noise, a dolphin noise, a hippo noise, a horse noise, whatever noise, a lot of you guys are getting butthurt right now because you're like, oh, he's being an asshole, making a girl fucking go, eeaw, like a donkey. Bro, it's playful. Relax. Don't hyperextend your anal chakra. We're just fucking around. And what is the saying? Girls just want to have fun. So not only am I showing her that my favor must be earned, but I'm also showing her a good time in the process. We never have anger behind this stuff. We never have vengeance or a feeling of being butthurt. And by the way, if you get butthurt easily, yes, even if you're a woman listening, that tells me everything I need to know about your frame. Those people who write me angry emails, those people who hate on me on Instagram and send hatred to anybody, not only me, show their frame. Their life sucks. They're pissed off about it. They want to drag other people down because they are peanut butter and jealous. So if you're getting butthurt about it, examine that in yourself. Your frame, brother. Examine your frame. Why am I getting butthurt? Because I think it should be this way and everybody should behave like I expect them to. And I can't believe Mark Singh is saying these things. Relax, bro. You're up here. I need you down here. There you go, buddy. There you go. I oftentimes, when I'm in the nightclubs, girls are like spazzing out. I take my phone and I pretend it's a remote control and I'm like pressing it and like looking frustrated. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, how do I turn you down? This fucking remote isn't working. Joking, boys. Jesus, some of you guys get butthurt. It's crazy how many butthurt feelings there are out there. But back to my point, you have to make her do a favor for you first. And yes, it should be fun. Make a donkey noise. Twist like a ballerina. Ask me in an Australian accent. Ask me in a Southern accent, which I have a lot of girls do, especially here in Colorado, because we speak regular American, I guess you could say. But in the Southern states, Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi, they talk a little bit like this. So if and when a girl asks me, hey, can you get me a napkin from the bar? I'll be like, yeah, for sure. Ask me in your best country accent. And she's like, oh, Ma, can you get me a napkin from the bar? Yes, guys. I know I have an excellent female country accent. No need to email me. No need to compliment me. I got you. Then I reply back, definitely, ma'am. I'll be right back. And then I go grab the napkin, give it to her. We laugh. She sees my favor must be earned. What do nice guys do? Nice guys say, oh, yeah, I'll go do it. They do her the favor. Then she, quite unconsciously, thinks, well, if I can get him to get a napkin from the bar, I wonder if I can get him to pick me up when I'm drunk one night. So she texts him, hey, Troy, my friend, my best guy friend who I will never fuck, no matter how long the universe continues for, can you come pick me up? I'm drunk and I'm scared. This guy's hitting on me and I think he's going to do something to me. Oh, yeah, for sure. And he drives over, picks her up, takes her home, freaking carries her into his bed, tucks her in. Then he goes and sleeps on the couch. And then he hides in the corner in the bathroom, masturbating in a puddle of his own tears because he can't hook up with this chick. Why? He's doing her favors. If, on the other hand, she texts him and she's like, hey, can you pick me up from the bar? And he's like, yeah, for sure. But dude, I'm picking you up from the bar. You got to take me through Taco Bell. I want to get the double Del beef burrito. And if I fart in your face, deal with it because that shit makes me fart. The fart joke probably wouldn't say that, but I would have her take me through the drive-thru to get some food or take me out to a nice dinner. I once had a girl ask me to help her move because I had a truck at the time. She's like, hey, Mark, you know, you're such a good friend. Can you help me move? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. But you got to buy me two. That's right. Two steak dinners at Mastro's because Mastro's is my favorite place. I'm not going to spend my entire Saturday driving out to your place, moving your couch, moving your TV, loading it up, and then moving it up 8 flights of stairs of your new apartment. I don't think so. Two dinners, young lady, two. So it's very simple, boys. They ask you for a favor. Your favor must be earned. Now, if you're in a relationship with a girl and you guys have been dating for a while and she asks you to go get a napkin from the bar, you don't have to be like, yeah, for sure. Ask me in an Australian accent. There's always balance to these things. But in the beginning, boys, particularly in the first 2 weeks, they are gonna test your ass. I am telling you, I have been doing this for decades. They are going to test you. Almost every single woman I've ever dated, except for very few, have done this, where they either say something mean to you to frame check you, ask you why questions to try to get you to explain yourself to them, ask you for favors, starting with little favors. Hey, can you watch my puppy on a Thursday night while I go out with Brian and let him bang my butthole the whole night? And you're like, yeah, yeah, for sure. Because one day, if I'm in orbiter for long enough, she's going to realize she loves me and let me get in with her. Did you guys ever see that fucking Instagram post where there's this chick who posted this post of different pictures of her going on a friend date with her best guy friend, where he like took her horseback riding, took her out to a 5-star dinner, brought her flowers and chocolates. She posted on Instagram and she's like, oh, Carl is the nicest guy ever. Thank you for the best friend date ever. I love you so much as a friend. Right? And this guy's just in the friend zone, just hoping with everything within himself to get out of it. And dude, I feel compassion for the dude because he doesn't know. We are raised as children to believe that if you do nice things for other people, they're going to like you. And usually that works with friends, coworkers, associates, people who live in your neighborhood. This works for general human beings. But for girls who you're trying to seduce, it does not work. It shows low value. Why does it show low value? Because why would a guy who's high value need to do favors for other people and be their lapdog? Do you think Brad Pitt walks into a bar one night and he meets a cute girl who's an 8 or a 9 and she's like, hey, Brad, can you get me a napkin from the bar? And he's like, oh, yeah, for sure. And he's just a lapdog and he goes and does it? Fuck no. He's going to be like, no, get it yourself. Or better yet, he says, yeah, for sure. Let's hear your best dolphin imitation. And then she does her dolphin imitation. And he's like, oh my God, that was so funny. They're smiling. They're laughing. He's like, hold it right there, Flipper. I'll be right back, right? Goes and gets her the napkin or whatever it was she requested, gives it to her, and they have that good interaction. Your favor must be earned. Girls will oftentimes ask you to watch their purse, ask you to watch their cell phone when they go to the bathroom. What do? Obviously, I just taught you, you don't do it until they do something for you. And you say, yeah, for sure. But just wait a second. I need to text this real quick. Just hold up. Okay, I just sent my text. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, so it's that little, you need to do something for me first. You need to buy into my frame. I'm the one leading this. I'm not just a lapdog to do you favors. And then you can do them the favor after they've done the thing for you. I had a client ask me the other day, can you ask girls to do you favors? Of course. In fact, you should ask girls to do you favors. And if they do this thing to you, and this was a great question, and I wanted to bring it into the podcast for you boys. If, for example, you ask her to go get you a napkin from the bar, and she says, make an animal noise first, do you do it or do you not do it? Well, let's look at the general framework of this. And by the way, when you join my program, you get to understand these basic principles so that you behave correctly, no matter what the situation. You ask her to get you a napkin from the bar. She's gonna do it, but she wants you to make a donkey noise first because she thinks it's funny because you had her make a donkey noise the last time she asked you for a favor. Do you do it, yes or no? Yes, you do. Why? It's one for one. She's gonna do you the favor so you can make the donkey noise. It creates a fun interaction between you two. You can make it really funny and be like, hee-haw, and then do like a butt dance and be like, look at my butt. I'm a fucking sea donkey. Whatever to make her laugh. And now she's laughing and you'd be like, go get me that napkin already. And she's like, okay. And she goes and gets it. So this is the fundamental principle, boys. Your favor must be earned. You're no longer doing favors for women. You're not blowing smoke up their ass, fluffing their feathers, letting them go down Flex Avenue. You are definitely not trying to explain yourself to them. You are not letting them lead the frame. You are showing your boundaries. You are not to be fucked with. And you are the masculine man, which means, yes, your favor must be earned. She asks you to move her house or come pick her up in the middle of the desert because she was slamming cocaine with some sea donkey and now she's stuck out there because her friend left her there. She's like, it's only 2 hours. Can you come pick me up? 3 Mastro's dinners. And you got yourself a deal, young lady. And if she says no, what do you say? You say no. You say, all right, if you're not willing to go within my parameters that I set out, you're all blown out. You're off like a prom dress. You're out like sauerkraut. See you later, masturbator, because you are not to be fucked with. One other quick note, gentlemen. The dude who got put in the friend zone that I was telling you about on Instagram took this chick to a five-star dinner. Now, you may think to yourself, okay, if I take a girl to a five-star dinner, maybe show up with flowers, maybe show up with a bracelet with her name engraved on it, which my friend Marnie was talking about the other day in one of her ads on Instagram. Do you think that's going to work out well for you? Of course not. It shows low value. It shows that you obviously don't get dates a lot because you're trying really hard. You're spending all this money on a girl you hardly know. So it actually does the opposite. It communicates low value and she's going to blow you out because of it. I used to be a Japanese translator on this boat called the Star of Honolulu. It would sail out from Waikiki, go out in front of Waikiki Beach, go in front of Diamond Head. There would be whales out there, a sunset. It was like the most beautiful shit you've ever seen. Well, oftentimes when I was working in five-star, which is like $400 per person or something ridiculous like that, you'd see people come on a first date. You see this freaking beta cuck bring this cute girl on a first date, and he spent $1,000 to get the five-star dinner, get the freaking limousine experience, get the pictures taken. And what would happen? That's right. Every single time he'd be blown out so hard, it would blow the fucking tuxedo he was wearing off his back. And he's sitting there wondering, I don't get it. Why aren't girls attracted to me when I do them favors, I spend lots of money on them. I do blow smoke up their ass. This is the reason. It shows low value. So that begs the question, how much did you spend on a date? I get out for $10 to $20 on a first date, or better yet, first hangout. I don't even call it a date. We go to Tapas. We go to happy hour sushi. We go get some coffee. We go get some drinks. It's short, quick. I don't know you yet, chick. So I'm not going to spend a bunch of money on you. I will pay because I believe the man should pay on the first date, but I ain't spending a bunch of money, not until you earn it. Yeah, maybe we've been together for 6 months and it's our quote unquote 6 month anniversary. I'll let you roll out to Mastro's with me. But dude, the five-star Waikiki dinner cruise experience, that shit's like second anniversary status in my opinion. Guys, don't try so hard. The less hard you try, honestly, the better it'll go for you because it shows high value. Now, of course, there's a diminishing level of returns. If you're not taking care of yourself, you have freaking hairs come out of your nose, you smell like an armpit that farted, these are going to work against you, but it's essentially communicating. Your favor must be earned. I'm not trying that hard. I'm not that outcome dependent. Let's see if you make the cut, young lady. That's your frame. So remember these things, requests. When she asks a favor of you, have her do a favor for you first. The one I like to do the best is ask me in an Australian accent. She asks for a napkin. I say, ask me in an Australian accent. She says the Australian accent, and here I go, boys. I'm doing my Australian accent. I say, right away, ma'am. Like a boomerang, I'll be right back to you. And then I go get the napkin. She laughs like a boomerang. I come back right to her, throw her the napkin, and be like, there you go, you sea bass. She laughs. We have a good time. Boom. My favor must be earned. Gentlemen, I hope this helped you. Listen to me right now. You have to fucking apply for my program. No more procrastinating. No more putting it off. The time has come when this podcast has affected you, when it has gotten you pumped, gotten you inspired, and yes, gotten you results. You think this podcast is good? Just wait until you experience my NLP and my curated tactical trainings over the 12 weeks. That's going to make you an absolute black belt with women. Here's my guarantee. I will 10x your results with women, or you stay in the program until we do. That's a guarantee that takes balls. Why do I have that? Because I know this shit works. The time for procrastination, putting it off, being in your feminine energy and saying, oh, later, or I'm too scared, or worse yet, I'm too prideful to admit that I need help. So I'm not going to go seek help and I'm going to forever be stuck at the position I'm at, attracting girls who are not up to my standards and girls who I don't want to spend the rest of my life with. Weakness, bro. Weakness. Every single guy who comes into my inbox, I'm like, dude, there's a fucking champion. And I legit think that. So stop pushing it down the road. Apply right now. Click the link in the description below. Yes, you, brother. Yes, you. Listening. Not the other guy. I'm talking to you. If you're single and ready to get more ass than a toilet seat, you and I need to talk. Stop putting it off. Be a fucking man. Step into your fears. Move into discomfort. And I guarantee you, the small discomfort you have to go through, the small sacrificing of your pride by hiring a dating coach is well worth it when there's a solid 10 riding your dick in your bed every single night of the week and it's a different girl each night. Think about that. I know you want that and I can give it to you. So stop putting it off. Pull the trigger. Click the link in the description below. As a reminder, I am also dropping a podcast on Monday about AMOGs, alpha male of the group, how to handle dudes who come really aggressively towards you, try to steal your girls, try to punk you, and how to frame control their asses. I got a lot of good shit where that's concerned. So stay tuned for that podcast on Monday. I do appreciate you listening, and I will see you in the next episode.